innovative.
Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your cush blunts and your lace fronts. Yeah. This is your number one choice for entertainment. Come on. It's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, Compton, Long Beach, Los Angeles, this is your boy with all the heat that turns sugar and makes sugar taste twice as sweet. Woo! That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Counting. And this is California's Finest Radio. Yeah, man, I feel fantastic. As usual, we got a star-studded cast all around the table. We ready, willing, and able to give you the truth, no fables. That's right. And like I said, I'm Five Stacks. I am the main CEO running this asylum. You know what I'm saying? We're finna get crazy up in here. Hey, man, shout out to Innovative Culture. We're here at the 33rd Compound. My boy DJ Punch, cool ass Cam. They always got my back.
Crazy ass Cam.
That's right. Hey, make sure y'all like and subscribe to the YouTube, please. Cali's Finest Radio, C-A-L-I-S, Finest Radio, all one word. Make sure you tap in because it's up and it's stuck. You already know what it is.
California's Finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast on iHeartRadio.
Never coming down.
Yeah.
Well, you already know who it is. It's your boy, Respect the Shooter. Find me on Instagram at Ford Boys Films. That's Ford, like the car.
BB.
Boys with an S. Films with an S.
Come
but as
on,
always.
Man. Come on, man.
As always, if you really want to find me, you can find me at hashtag your girlfriend knows my real name.
Bam!
But you shall address me as Respect the Shooter.
That's a fact.
Hey, y'all. It's Hottie, a.k.a. the L.A. Hottie, y'all. Y'all already know what it is. A whole lot of hot shit here at County Finest Radio. Y'all can find me on all platforms at the L.A. Hottie.
Is that with two E's or one?
That's with, wait, hold on. T-H-double-E, L.A. Hottie. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a little off today, y'all. Don't mind me, okay? I was running late and everything, y'all. But I'm excited to be here, y'all. Let's get it going.
All right. Look at, I like the hair.
You know, I have to come, you know. I always got to stand out, so.
Got that aqua boogie going on tonight. Like that. Okay, so I want to make sure that I introduce my guests right here. Now, firstly, right here to my right side, this is somebody I got a lot of respect for. Somebody that could literally change your life, could teach you how to make sure what you put in your body and how to put it in your body the proper way. You know what I'm saying? Get you right. You know what I mean? We're going to get into to all things organic.
Right.
I want y'all to please welcome to Cali's Finest Radio, The Plant Plug LA. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Yes, I'm The Plant Plug, plantpluglosangeles.com.
Yeah.
Also on YouTube, Plant Plug Los Angeles. I'm on TikTok, T-Dog22. Mm-hmm. I'm everywhere you want to be, like Visa.
Like Visa.
Yes, mm-hmm. There it is. So thank you for having me. Yes, I am a gardener. I am a plug. I am a plant plug. No, I do not sell marijuana. I am an advocate for, but I get people connected to growing their own food, homesteading in the mean streets of South Central.
Yes, okay. A fact.
Okay.
Do you know how to grow marijuana?
Hold on, fans might be listening.
I'm not gonna say that out loud.
Oh, yeah. Let me say. If it's medicinal, I can make it happen.
There
Let's
it is.
Okay. That. So, like there's that. An herb for everything. So why not learn every herb?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So like I said, I'm a big advocate. Nonetheless, I do want to connect people inexpensively, diminish all and any hype. And I push the process, not necessarily the product. But if you need any products, I got you. 100%. In fact, I came to bless everybody with the presence because I come bearing gifts and I come with that weight.
Ooh, I love this.
I come with that weight.
You know,
this
is
straight from the girls.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
This is contraband.
Oh, yeah.
You know how much that is right there?
Yeah.
I got to meet those chickens.
You see that?
Chickens I did. I got to meet those chickens.
You see that? They got freckles, so you know.
I heard that.
You know?
That's gold.
The girls. Okay. This is gold. This is heavy.
Yeah, look. We got some heavy shit talk about tonight. Yeah, we gonna better some people's lives.
I appreciate it. But
everything.
I teach people how to get like me.
You feel what I'm saying? Yes. Oh God. So now my this gentleman across the table right here,
Mr. Do It All.
Let me tell you, Mr. Do It All. You know what I'm saying? This coming from a nigga that do it all. Yeah. This is a nigga who do it all times 20. You feel what I'm talking about?
I'm sweating, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, this dude all the way from acting, producing, music, camera work, with it, graphics, whatever it is you need, you can come to this man if you want to succeed. He is the number one out of many. I'm talking about my bro, One Skinny Kenny. What's up with you, man?
Skinny Kenny, this motherfucker.
Like, I got my own
sound effects. Hey, I have my boy Cam. But damn, man, he's cool. But yeah, I'm your boy Skinny Kenny, man, and that's One Skinny Kenny, Two Eyes and the Skinny, and I pretty much do everything, literally. Videography, I'm a nail artist, you know, I do nails pretty much, you know. Shit, I got my own condoms. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got my own condoms. I'm a rapper. I make beats. I do everything, literally. Anything that you can think of in the media, I do everything.
You do nails?
Yeah, I'm looking at my nails right now.
That's what money does.
You do hair too?
No, I don't do nails. Okay. I don't do hair. Not yet.
That man got women.
I'm working on the eyelash. Then I'm gonna work on the esthetician. You know what I'm talking about? Nah.
So I noticed you got something different on tonight.
Oh yes, this is my homegirl's line, Strange Melanin. So, you know, I'm just here to represent for her. You know what I'm saying? Let me give y'all a full look.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
How
the hell does your booty still look juicy and,
and it's
sweats,
crazy
my nigga?
Like
this is
crazy.
This is crazy.
Let me tell you, too, that's the first thing I checked out to when I put them on set. Do my booty look? Yeah. You know, I gotta make sure it's good. So, yeah, but y'all
healthy.
Check her out.
Healthy.
Right.
Check like her out. So this
two Yorkies fighting over a pork chop in your back.
That's so funny because I made sure. I was like, I don't want to wear them if they too loose because, you know, I got to show it. So
I feel it. Oh, God.
I should remain silent.
Just keep it in your head. Just keep it in your head.
So,
okay?
So listen, man, here at Cali's Finest, we keep our finger on the pulse and we always get results, right? So, we're going to get into a little bit of trap activity. Mm-hmm. And what that is basically current events going on around the world and in the hood, everybody's local trap and beyond. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, firstly, I want to talk about this gentleman is Marcus Stokes. I don't know if that name is familiar to you guys at all.
B2K?
I'm not about to close you.
That's Chris Stokes.
That's Chris Stokes' brother.
And you're running for Congress? B2K. I'm not about to play with you.
But so, Marcus Stokes, that's actually a white boy, and he actually went viral for a video, I believe a TikTok video he made, where he was saying the N-word in the song, you know. And he actually ended up losing his scholarship to Florida. He's a 4-star recruit. So first
what
class.
Sport?
Huh?
What sport?
Football. Yeah. It's like
he was rapping the song?
You know, you playing your music in the car and you singing along. Yeah. You know, nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so
he lost his scholarship because somebody picked up on it and they ended up putting it out there and then somebody ran with the narrative and he lost his full ride. Now the interesting part about this,
strap yourselves in, let's because go! It's time for Stack Smooth Sounds. This is Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation.
Uh-huh.
Say, lady, you look bored to me. Can I come be at your side? I'll be good company. Say, lady, don't be scared to speak. I'm not like these other guys. I'm somewhat unique. That smile's contagious. I can see the reflection off of your eyes. I'm dazed in. Conversation. I can understand from the jump when you had your hesitation. Oh, pour me another drink, give her another round. Now that we got the recipe, we can't ignore the crowd. Give her another drink, pour me another round. Now that we have the recipe, we're gonna Uber out.
I see the chemistry is present. No need to rush it, baby, we can take a minute. Your body language got me hypnotized, static. Hey, bartender, another round for everybody. Our conversation flowing smoother than expected. Just playing possum, now you clinging on. Way past the stage of us just feeling at each other. Is she the type you introduce her to your mama? No argument, pays attention when you talking. Her mannerisms, lady, like it so respectful. Straight business, lady, looking good up in your work suit. It's such an honor to include me in your schedule. We're just alike, we're the perfect combination. A spicy blend like we found a hidden recipe. To look that good, I swear to God, should be a felony. Let's find the Uber that's gonna take us to our destiny.
Now that you've opened up enough, we're definitely friends. Go ahead and grab your coat and clutch. Don't want this night to end. I'ma pay the tab and I'll meet you outside.
Ain't gotta worry how we moving, we ain't gon' drive.
In the mood and you know I can't lie. To a room was a reply, so
pour me another. Give her another round. Now that we got the recipe, we can't ignore the crowd. Give her another. Pour me another round. Now that we have the recipe, we're gonna Uber ride.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for years he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So keep the animals safe, especially the cute shirtless one. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Is that he actually just received, he's gotten scholarship offers from tons of schools, but this put him out of the power, I think it's the power five, like the major, major colleges that he could have been with, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he just received an offer from Albany State. Now, Albany State is significant because that is a HBCU.
Okay.
So, I mean, I saw the video of him singing the song. It wasn't, the song he was singing wasn't a malicious song. Like, he wasn't a racist song. It was just...
He wasn't, like, dissing or nothing.
No, he was singing along with the song. I can't even remember, but he was like...
Did everybody say nigga?
Yeah,
that's what I'm like.
He was singing along with
nigga.
And the school that offered it already understood that. Like, man, we already understood.
That's a quarter of opinion, though.
That's bullshit.
It's designed like he was giving a rant. And saying like nigga,
yeah, like you damn niggas. Niggas.
It was a song. You get what I'm saying?
Wait. Was it E R?
Nah, it's nigga.
Was it nigger?
Song,
yeah.
Nigga.
What? I really need to know the song now, though.
Right.
Yeah. So what he supposed to do when it gets to that part of the song? Just not seeing that part of the song. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
or I mean, we all go side eye one of them. We all go
on camera.
Don't do it in front of us.
Yeah. Don't do it in front of us.
He was in his car though. Yeah. Just don't do it in front of us.
But he did hit record.
He did.
He did hit record.
So he knew what was going on.
Yeah.
So the question I got plugged, talk to me. Tell me, have you ever been in a situation where you were near somebody from that background? Let's stay safe here. And you heard them say
Caucasian.
Yeah. I was about to say that was what?
Anglo-Saxon.
There it is. Yes. There it is.
I love her.
But yeah, have you ever been in a situation where you heard a Caucasian person perhaps say the N word in a song? And not saying it malicious, but, you know, it made you side-eye him a little bit.
Okay, so the last time it happened to me, of course it happened to me. And then also people will take my fairness and the way I talk as a form of whiteness, right? So they think I'm safe. I'm not. I'm really safe. And especially anybody not black, the last time it happened to me, the one thing that saved that person, because I go up. Yes, I do. But I also have manners. The thing about that is I was at somebody else's house. Mm-hmm. If we were in a public place, I say something. And if it's too volatile, I remove myself. Mm-hmm. So if just is what it is, it can't even be a side eye anymore because I'm in a place where silence does lead to violence because it greases a track for other people to think that kind of stuff is okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's the thing. It begats. Say amen. Mm-hmm. And that's why I can't participate anymore. So that's just what it is. I can be polite about it, like, hey, that's not yours. I can say it like that,
right.
Or I can just go for the neck, which I don't do. But you know what I'm saying? There's ways to go about it. There's ways to articulate it. And I'm just so tired of it
right.
Because it always brings up the question, what do we do about it when it's not a we problem?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we protecting? And it just comes down to, it's really like that. When people are like, it's not that deep, every time I'm like, yeah, it is.
Right.
Because I just see people hanging from trees and strange fruit. Yes. That's what I see every time I hear that word from a non-black person, period, the end. I don't care if you grew up next to Bobby Brown or whoever. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I don't care how many times you said it. It's not, just leave it at that.
It's fast.
Yeah.
Ken, you've worked around a lot of different people. You ever come in contact with somebody Caucasian that might didn't really get the hit and was saying it was bothering you? Or
not recently, but you know, back in like high school, of course, like, you know, it's that was like, because we're all like surrounded by like black people, like urban people, and that actually say this shit, and you know, it's almost like part of your language sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. And I heard it slip before, and I was just, everybody was just like, what, nigga?
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you say? And, you know, it was never out of no malicious intent or nothing like that.
No,
I've never ran into like nobody racist, and it's always like I'm always seeing these videos, and I'm like, why that can't be me? So I can react in my
right, go viral,
right, nigga. Real quick.
Oh, me.
But no, I haven't.
That's crazy, man. But I was watching something today, as a matter of fact, and the person in the movie said something interesting. They said like relations between white people and black people, it's like, it doesn't mean that white people and black people can't really ever really truly be cool with each other, but it's kind of like, it's like when you got a cheating, like you got a cheating mate, like a cheating girl, a cheating man, right?
Okay. Yeah, you got it right. Okay. Cheating man. Don't say cheating woman.
Well, that can, don't
cheat.
How you gonna get me started on that? But look, so let's say it's just like, it's like the cheating boyfriend, right? Like, he comes and she finds out about it. She'll never forget that. Like, she'll always want to, like, you want to dead it as the boyfriend and be like, okay, let's move on from this, right? But she always going to have to ask questions. It's always going to be a little bit of air of, man, will you ever do me like this again? Or I should feel some type of way. Or maybe I should do you how you did me. That they feel like that's our relationship with white people.
Right. Just to re-traumatize
our relationship with, like, we want to, as much as we want to embrace y'all, like we embrace everybody else, y'all, it's just so much that's left unanswered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That it's like, how can I ever really connect with you? What you think about that shit?
You grew up around different races, you know, Mexicans, Asians, and stuff like that, and they all say it to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't slip, but we don't trip the same way we do. And I just don't think white people should use the word. I understand this in a song.
Yeah.
But I feel like if they let it slip out just in a conversation or something like that, they're going to do the same thing when they mad.
Thank you.
How about Mexicans?
I don't trip on other races using, because they be talking to each other like that.
Like,
if I walk by, they be like, what's up, nigga? And they talking to you. I can't say nothing to them. But if they come at me, like, you, I've had that happen.
Yeah.
Like, you nigga, now we have a problem.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen that a lot.
But when I'm walking by white people, and if I'm hearing that in a group of white people, I'm going to stop and be like, what's up? Hey, what y'all doing? What the hell? What conversation is this?
So, wait, you going to stop while you walking
100%.
By?
100%.
100%. What is going on right here? Who y'all talking about?
Excuse me.
Yeah. You know, but if white people use it in song or in a conversation, bro, they definitely going to call you that when they get mad at you. What you think they yelling at you in traffic? It damn sure ain't.
Oh, yeah.
Get the hell out of my way, black man.
Yeah, definitely. I had somebody.
Hey, white people be going
call
up.
Call me black
they
ass.
They have a road rage. Like,
he wanted to say it so bad. I had somebody run up on me. Like, we were going 50 in a regular street. And he was side by side of me. And he's like, you black ass.
He's
shaking like that too.
Yeah.
I told you, they be mad.
He was Hispanic. And I was like, your mama. I could have got killed. That was dumb in that moment.
He wanted to say the ER.
Your mama, bitch.
So bad.
And then he looked
so
at me, and he realized in that moment, even though we're both going 50 and we could totally die, in that moment, I saw it rise in his head. He thought about it, realized we're both people of color, mm-hmm. and he called me a black ass. So he still used it mm-hmm. against me. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless...
Yeah.
Nigger would have been way more of a cut to me, regardless.
With the ER.
But the black ass is hilarious to me. All I can say is mama.
ER.
Yeah. Give me a shiver. Like,
he was big too. I'm just like, damn.
I'd be mad.
I don't trust nobody that drives no 2002 Escalade still. I straight up don't. why don't you still drive in that? Like,
I gotta change cars then.
Right.
After a traffic stop in Memphis, Tennessee resulted in a violent arrest and subsequent death of a driver, police are expected to release the footage of the incident to the public. I'm talking about the case of Tyree Nichols. That's a 29-year-old black man that was in Memphis, and he was actually beaten. The word I heard is like 2 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes. They were beating on
strike officers.
Yeah, and they were on five officers. Now, when I tell you that story, what do you picture that those cops were like?
White,
right?
You would think they're white.
You would think they're white, right? Every last one of those police officers
were black. Yeah.
Wow. Every last one. Yeah. So you know this really like. They're going to be charged with murder.
They all got fired.
Of course.
Too. I heard they all got fired.
That was my next. I was about to say, of course.
Absolutely.
All of them got fired.
Usually they get suspended.
Oh, wait. All of them got fired? All of them got fired, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
But the other ones get... Never mind.
They get suspension with pay. You could say this is your show, right?
Yeah.
So they get suspended. Yeah, all of them got fired.
They get suspended. Not saying neither one of them are right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Of course, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this for the memory of Tyree Nichols. Okay, y'all ready? Okay, here we go. Officers Thaddeus Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., and Justice Smith. I just want to get that out the way, y'all. Every single time we have a little bit of progress as black folks, we have a couple stepping fetches like you that drag us right back to the starting line again. Okay. So now we got to listen to these supporters, you know what I'm saying, that say, oh, well, y'all kill each other.
Anyways.
Oh, well, y'all beating on each other. Oh, well, y'all killing y'all own neighborhoods. So now we have to, now you just gave them another talking point.
Right.
Thank you very much. And the fact is, your black car's revoked. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of black folks that's not going to you no more.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Period, point blank. And you're not cops no more, so don't ever go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to get violated. And I don't know anything about that.
They going to jail for sure.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Protective custody is a way to save their lives or isolation.
If they even give them that.
That's what I'm saying.
So, you know, and it goes back to something I've said before is I feel like they pensions need to start being
revoked
taken
too,
away.
Yeah.
No matter what color they are, when you have the police brutality like that, to the point that you take a life or severely damage somebody's life, I feel like if you threaten a pension, I think that they won't do this quite as much.
Yeah.
Because the body cams didn't stop shit. No, they still doing it. Right. Shit, these motherfuckers is doing it on body. These motherfuckers covering their body cams as they beat them.
Yeah.
And it was just like that Rodney King situation. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, that's what they said,
yeah.
So, I ain't gonna lie. I seen the video. That shit was worse than Rossi.
Yeah, I haven't even seen the video. I'm not gonna watch it.
Wild. Wait,
it's worse than Rodney King?
They released the footage today.
It was like five of them. They took turns and it was stomping bro out.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it.
Did you get that stuff?
They was kicking bro head.
You know what? I didn't get the... It's just...
So is that bad?
I didn't even watch the whole thing. It was that serious.
I refused to watch it, yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. Is that bad?
For real? Some mark-ass shit, bro.
Yeah, Tennessee and neighbor states are declared under a state of emergency right now because they're preparing for riots. But what pisses me off about that, what deeply bothers me, is look at what they expect us to do.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, a lot of the riots and looting that happened out here were people coming into Los Angeles, taking stuff during the pandemic, during all the George Floyd marching. Mm-hmm. And then they just go back to Antifa. People really want a scapegoat, and they really want things to be black and white when there's a lot of gray matter that does matter. And what they want to do is they want to have violence, begat violence. I'm using that word again. But we don't have to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to do all that. But this reminds me of something. I say this to myself every morning because it gets really bad and people don't believe in ancestral trauma as well as you guys need to get over it, slavery, yada, yada, even though they're living on the privileges of their ancestors, right?
No facts.
Every day I wake up, I want this stuff to end. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, the fact that we as a people want equality and not a revenge is our blessing to y'all.
Mm.
Black people do not want. I'll just say for myself, I can't speak for everybody. The fact that we want equality, human rights, and not revenge, okay? We are not going up in arms at large in masses. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hang people from trees. Mm-hmm. We do not want to bomb other white Wall Streets as they did our black Wall Streets. We don't want to do that.
We keep our ears to the streets. Cali's finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on iHeartRadio.
I'll speak for me. If we have a show of hands, does anybody want to blow up white America? We don't want to do that.
No,
you don't have to say it now. I know people are listening. amazing. But do you understand? Like, we want equality.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Like, that's our gift. That's a gift.
We don't get it from our own people, as you can see with the, in the southern states, if a white man pull another white man and they know him, or they pull up a white man over, it's, man, what you doing out here? Why you drunk? Man, get home. I'm going to follow you home.
Right.
Because they're trying to look out for another black man. I'm trying to take you to jail, bro. That's it. Because I've had black officers pull me over to treat me way worse than white officers.
Man, every black officer I came encounter with definitely treated me like shit.
What's wrong with you?
We need talking
about
officers.
Get out the car. Get out the car. What are you talking about,
no,
man?
For real.
You
know, every black officer.
I don't know. What's up with y'all, bro?
They have something to prove or something. Have you seen the movie Colors?
Something to prove.
Have you seen that movie Colors?
Yeah.
And they start showing out. Like, Public Enemies made songs about it. Prodigy, Dead Presidents made songs about it. KRS-One has made songs about it, how they're trying to show out. A lot of people want to sit at the helm, but they want to remove the white man, but still practice these white supremacy ideals. Mm-hmm. So they're tapped. It's all a type of tap dancing for somebody.
Well, you know, we already know that the roots of policing is rooted in slavery anyway.
Yes.
Slave catchers, the officer, the paddy wagons.
Right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That you know, we know where it all comes from. And it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen this show. It's called, there's a couple shows like it. It's called Blue Bloods. Yeah. It's about a family that they're cops.
I remember that show.
And it shows you like generate like how it is with them, the nepotism and just the generational things they instill in each other. Your dad's dad was a cop and your dad was a cop and now you a cop. Like, you know what I'm
saying? That's a show? Or
Yeah, a TV show. Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's like a fraternity. It's a family to them. Like they don't view it as they're black cops. They view it as they're just cops.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Cops, I said that during the whole George Floyd thing, cops are their own race. Yeah. There's no white, black.
They're a gang.
That's a gang.
It's a whole gang.
They're going to follow each other before they follow anything. You know what I'm saying? Like we all said, black cops, I don't know what's wrong with y'all, bro.
That's why I'd be scared when they pull me over. I'm scared. I don't care.
If I was a cop, I'd be like, bro, go home, bro. What are you doing? I can't be a cop.
I'm too nice. I can't.
That was killed for being drunk in a Wendy's drive-thru.
Yeah.
His girlfriend tried to burn the Wendy's down. She's in jail right now. His girlfriend tried to burn the Wendy's down after the fact. And then what happened was, how many people get the hella munchies when they're tossed up? Jack in a Box sounds good. They're, you know, Wendy's, and he fell asleep in his car.
He said, "I want to drive. I just want to."
So all they had to do was push the car into the parking lot. The end. Mm-hmm. You call 911. Mm-hmm. He ran. He outran them, and then they shot him in the back.
Yeah. He didn't have no weapon.
Nothing.
I know what you're talking
He's
about.
Probably they're probably mad because they got mean crossed over like Kobe did it, and then they're like, "Well, we can't catch up with him. Let's kill him." Have you seen those videos? How mad they get when you outrun them, when you juke them.
Oh, yeah. That's because them niggas too busy drinking beer.
It's ego stuff. If I'm not breaking my ankles for nobody, if they outrun me, oh well, it's not meant for me to happen.
Man. I ain't chasing nobody.
I don't chase nobody.
I'm not chasing. Nobody.
I know. I don't chase dogs. I chase chickens. I chase chickens. I'll correct that because I'm like, you got to go back in your
room. I chase chickens sometimes.
Chicken heads or it's full on cardio, but just let it happen.
Chicken heads, no thank you.
But that's the thing. It's just like I know I've been in places where it's what it feels like to have the pressure from your peers, as well as try to climb a ladder, as well as be drunk with power. And I don't know psychologically what these people go through. I just know that you don't need a lot. You need more training to become a firefighter than you do a cop. Mm-hmm,
I was about to say, don't they have training for that type of stuff, though? Like how to outrun.
But when it comes to mental illness, no. When it comes to nonviolent offenses, they're treated like they're violent offenses.
Yeah.
Like, to call for actual help, you might get blasted
for
something real minor. Mm-hmm. So then what do? We have to take it into our own hands. There's coalitions, all types of people that are really trying to have community response teams when it comes to that. Like, if somebody has a mental health crisis, you call the PET team. I didn't know that. I learned that a couple years ago.
What?
It's called the PET team. They send
mental health. I was about to say.
Not like, animals.
I was about to say. The what?
No.
Why?
It's an acronym. So you call the PET team. They send mental health professionals rather than police. Yeah, but people don't know which these things exist, yeah. Right? Or if somebody
because they try to self deal with it,
yeah. Right? Or if somebody's ODing from drugs, you never call the police. You call and say my friend's not breathing. Right. Then they'll only send EMTs. Mm. Yeah, okay. Because you don't what like my friend's ODing right now,
right?
So or my friend's having a full panic attack right now or whatever. They're not 5150. You're gonna lock them up, and next thing you know, now they're tased to death because you tased them in the balls, or they have a pre-existing heart condition. Now they're dead, or you throw them in the slammer when they just needed a couple days in the drunk tanker to dry out on a hospital bed. You know what I'm saying? We're treated like lepers. Yes. You know what I'm saying? We're treated like burn-ins. We're treated like, well, going back to those laws where we were three-fourths a person.
Yep, chattel.
Yeah. You know, I just wanted to, just a quick history thing. So, the whole segregation thing, you know, that came about because it was a guy that said that being black was a form of leprosy. So it wasn't even that they didn't want to, with the whole slavery thing, they was around us. They was always with us. It wasn't until that we started being free and the guy said, oh, it's a form of leprosy. So that, then they started saying that we had to separate separate themselves from us. So that's what started the whole segregation thing.
I think, you know.
They got us fucked up.
But, no, you know. But look. See, here's the thing.
I couldn't be back there in slavery. Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Like, they got to fit it, man.
You knew that shit.
Nah, bro. You got to get 1,500 pounds of cotton a day.
We'll be the first to go.
I'm already.
We're going to be the first to go.
If you fast forward to, like you said, the segregation part of it, I really felt like, and this might be a controversial view, but I feel segregation was a blessing. We should have stayed segregated as far as the schools was concerned. The reason why I say that is because even Martin Luther King, towards the end of his life, said that he felt like he might have approached things the wrong way in terms of making us all go to school together. Because once schools was integrated, it gave them control of the curriculum. It gave them control of what goes into the minds of our young black kids.
Right.
See, prior to all of that, you know, black kids was taught by black people.
Right.
And it also forced the families to be a little bit more involved as well.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? As far as the parents, you know, because who else was going to teach them?
Yeah. They had self-sufficient communities, bro.
Yeah.
And like the Jews have, the Asians have, they don't deal with American stuff. They all deal with their own community. Mm-hmm. And that's where they be at. They might go outside to go party or whatever they're going to do. But they're in their community, and they support and they buy from their own community.
It's crazy you say that, because I just asked the question today, like, damn. And today they dropped a movie on Netflix called You People.
I watched that.
Yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah. You see that shit? Yeah. Check it out. Check it out. It like gives
movie.
You, yeah.
Is
it's
that
really
the
good
one with
movie.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. Yeah. Eddie
Murphy. Okay. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I've seen it on there, but I didn't click on it, so I'm going to click on it.
Yeah. It has Eddie Murphy, Lauren London.
You know, Netflix not doing that no more.
Really?
That's
fucked
up. Yeah,
that's fucked
up. But yeah, it has Eddie Murphy, Lauren London, Nia Long, Jonah Hill. Yeah. It gives a lot of love to Nip. Like, all through the whole thing, it shows love to, you know, Crenshaw, everything.
Yeah,
like,
man,
that down there.
Yeah, it was
LA
black,
movie.
Yeah, it was black fingerprints all over that movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You could tell, absolutely. Like, the producers, all that. Like,
I gotta look at the director.
Yeah, it was really, really, really good.
That's dope.
There's hope. We keeping hope alive.
But a lot of people are waking up to it. A lot of people are becoming aware, and that's pretty dope to me personally. Like,
right. I have a lot of
people I run into now, it's like they're so aware now, and I'm like, that's dope. So we waking up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
It's the frequency and the type of people you're going to be around. I used to be a fighter, like a real... Like, I'm showing up to your house. I don't give a damn.
Hey,
no gun, no nothing.
I miss those
myself.
Days, though. People should be able to take their lives and not pull out a gun.
Yeah. I feel like that's
why everything is wilding out right now. Because nobody's
days.
Getting ass whipped no more.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Just take your lumps and
ass
whipped.
That's how kids is so bad, because they asses
they
ain't getting
get
ass right.
Just take your lumps and move on.
We got to start back with
everything is on. Everything is on.
But accepting the ass whipping is the other part.
Yeah, can you accept it? Because a lot of people are revenge.
I did something. I definitely did something. I know I did.
I can't take an L.
I shouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
Think about it. After the damage is done, you're like,
ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to change your mindset. Once I said, I was like, I said, I'm not going to never lift my hand to another black man in anger. Mm-hmm. And that's been 10 years ago. And I haven't had a fight or nothing with another black man since then. I haven't even had an argument. Like I'm about to type argument with another. It was just something. When I said it, it just changed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The moment I said it, because I was tired. I'm like, bro, I'm not fighting you no more. Even if a dude argued with me and he tripped, bro, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Right.
I'm not doing this with you.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel it.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a bubble, though, that you can't mother get in.
Yo, yeah. 100%.
That's your
I will slap the shit out of you.
It's up to God.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Like, he asked for this ass with me.
It's up to him.
Bro, if you can get out of it, you just walk away, bro. I'd just be like, bro. But I used to be.
What you say?
Let's go.
No, for real.
You've been there. We done fucked a couple clubs up, man. Don't act like you wasn't there.
Y'all was wild in the club. But I noticed, too. Let me tell you this, what I noticed. I noticed with men, y'all have it harder than women. We go to the club, everybody's nice to us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We can have a good time, whatever. Might be some thirsty, you know what I'm saying? Nigga on the side or whatever. But for the most part, we good. But I be seeing what a lot of my guy friends go through, and I'm just like, dang, like, niggas be banging on them. Like, you could be talking to a bitch, and this nigga would be like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, pressed up by the nigga, though. I mean, a guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You know, it's like, what men have to go through, especially black men, is just super, it's just unnecessary drama.
Like, you came here to have a bad time, sir.
Right, yeah, like, this is your move.
And why are you pressing another
shoe? Everybody's in a vibe, and you're worried about,
that's weird,
because he got this blue hat on, he got this red hat on.
Man, that's weird to me. Hate outside the
car. Or because you getting all the bitch. They get mad.
Always trace it
but
back.
All you gotta do is go for your own bitch. Nigga, yeah. Like,
but there are none because he scared them all away. Except
for the dude, if it's you, and this, I got a lot of female friends that I don't mess around with or nothing. And that when I go to the club with girls, when I go out with girls, everything free. I never have to pay for nothing. They don't have to pay for nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't have to pay for nothing at all. It's different when I go out with the bros. We got to be on high alert. We trying to talk to the women or whatever, but niggas is tripping. Nigga might do this or that, but when I'm the only dude with a bunch of girls, nobody ever press me. Never.
The women save you. See, women are a blessing, you guys.
But it always be, the niggas don't disrespect the women I'm with either. They don't even know what be going on. Right. They just know I'm one person that's with the year. Yeah. So I don't know what he on.
I'd like to jump on that sticking point of that women are a blessing. You said you wanted to talk about something tonight, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Like, so I've been doing my research on just the women anatomy, our bodies and all that. And I just, I'm a very sexual person. So I like sex, you know what I'm saying? I like to talk about sex.
What's your sign? Scorpio.
Sagittarius.
Virgo. Oh, okay, we're good.
I'm a Scorpio. Hold on.
This is not a bad thing. I just want clarity.
What's your sign?
I'm Pisces.
Pisces, ooh.
I just want clarity.
Yeah, so they say like one out of six women are able to actually orgasm. And I know we have that problem a lot, like us as women. That's why actually I stopped having sex for some time, because it's like, I feel like I'm wasting my time. Like, so when you do find that guy, you know what I'm saying? It's like, but everybody don't run into that. But some women can't orgasm because some men don't. I feel like personally, they don't know how to connect with women.
Foreplay.
That's what
it's psychological. It goes back to psychological.
And foreplay is connecting, right?
Arousal is
psychological.
Man, want to go straight to
sex. You know what I'm saying? But the fact, a lot of women, ask them your homegirls. They probably could count how many times they actually had an orgasm. Niggas don't listen.
I know.
I could probably count. I'm not going to lie.
I know. With the real shit, bro, you got to.
I can count.
If you, real niggas know this. I don't have to talk. You don't have to talk. A girl body, the way she reacts to you, is going to tell you what she like or what she don't like.
They're not listening.
One more time, this is Stax Smooth Sounds, brought to you by Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation.
Push up! Now can't nobody ever love me the way that I feel that you do. It's like you got a spell over me. It's kinda like voodoo. I'm loving how you holding me down. Just trying to thank you. Never will, I won't even try, because they ain't you. Now I can't even lie, you know that you make my world spin. You got me on some Tupac, me and my girl. I say we ride through the city, wind blowing, we got the top back. We vibing like we Jay-Z and B. How they gon' stop that? Anything you want in this world, okay, you got that 3-carat ring at the store. Oh yeah, let's cop that. Let's lock it down, make it official, because you worth that. And all the putting you through, girl, you deserve. I say I love the way you be in the kitchen cooking them meals. How that looking right in them jeans, wearing them heels. You the type that always keep it so solid, keep it so real. You the deal, shorty, this how it is, this how I feel, yeah.
My ride or die, my ride or die, baby. You're all I need, you're all I want, baby.
I say all that I want, all that I need.
that you all that I need. Promise I'm right by your side. Promise I'm never gonna leave. Best believe that you took my heart away. I mean like all the way. And you were 10 in my eyes, so I named you Hardaway. Cause when that feeling's so special when I'm around you, sometimes I think to myself, thank God I found you. Yeah, cause you my better half, best that I ever had. And what we got is so sacred, something they'll never have. I say that love is too strong, it will forever last. That's why they stay hating on us, yeah, they forever mad. You all I wanted, you all I needed. You fine as hell, never conceded. Let's show the world what we got. Let's be the life of the party. I'll be your king, you my queen. Kinda like Offset and Cardi. I gotta tell you one more time, you taught me to love better. So I wrote a song about it, and this is my love letter, yeah.
You're all I need. You're all I want. I don't see nobody but you.
I say all that I want, all that I need. Right by your side.
Cause I'm wanting, baby. Oh, yeah, yeah. Woo!
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And you really got to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
I really, like...
What's your son? No,
I'm a Leo. I'm a Leo. Like,
oh,
I don't...
Leo.
I don't,
hey, Leo energy.
You know, you do what you do. You know, you're a grown person. You f*** on and shit like that. But right. I always appreciate every woman that gave me herself.
Right.
Because it's, you could knock something off. You know, y'all are fragile people.
You can ruin a lot of things. Yeah.
If
that's
I fight
on
life, I act like I don't
way.
Like something. If I was like, nah, I don't do this. Or I don't like touching this part of you. I've had a lot of girls leave their socks on because I ain't like their feet.
Oh.
So it kind of messed. It messed up what
just
was going
the
on.
Lights
we still,
out.
Yeah. Nah.
Right.
If you got your feet toe up.
You ain't gonna see if the lights are always going.
There might
be a ring.
You remember that? All right, I want them heels. Them shits.
Yeah, but you remember Boomerang? You remember after Eddie Murphy would sleep with them, he would check their feet.
I swear to God,
he would check their feet, and he would break up with them.
I feel like
right
after he got them,
he would break up with them after their feet were tore up.
For me, if I look down, and I'd be like, oh no.
I ain't feel like Stax want to say something. I just feel like something's
on the brain right now.
Something brewing in there.
This all I'm saying is this. Is most women don't even know enough about their bodies to know that there's a difference between them busting a them having an orgasm, because that is two different things, is it not? Okay, and a lot of women don't know the difference. So you got a lot of women that'll say, they'll sit there and be like thinking they're having an orgasm when all they doing is just
because they never felt
it. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something, brother.
They never felt it,
so
they don't know.
Sometimes you gotta help a woman through things.
Oh, exactly. You got to help her
like
find
you,
the bottom.
Her body gonna tell you what she's.
You know
it's all about.
Yeah.
What sign you said?
I'm just playing.
I know this, man. I've been around women my whole life. Mm-hmm. All my close friends been women. I watched women. I've been around.
And we tell it all, especially
mama.
A guy friend. Yeah.
If I'm sitting there and there's 30 women in the room, let's say it's 10 women in the room, and I'm the only guy. You know what's gonna happen? Y'all gonna talk. Y'all gonna drink. Y'all gonna say some shit that I ain't supposed to hear. Y'all gonna start twerking. I'm seeing everything,
right?
And I don't want to smash nobody. I'm just like, damn, okay. I'm just
turn
chilling.
Thing.
Like, oh yeah,
turn
I
low key
you know what I'm saying? I don't mind seeing some ass shake. You know,
that's actually make do. Women do that. When you chill, we get more comfortable.
Y'all gonna talk. Y'all
but if you own it, we gonna be like,
y'all gonna talk.
I
done heard so many stories.
I'm just saying, look, y'all outnumber us so much. And you know what I'm saying? That it's like, you know, some of y'all got to share us anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? If some of y'all sharing us and don't even realize you're doing
it. He's willing to
about
be
that, so, it is some dudes you're going to meet out here that's just cool. We're just his girl.
Yeah.
You might have already did some shit. He might have never did some shit.
Right,
you are going to meet some guys like that.
Yeah.
But you are going to, most times, you're going to meet a nigga. I love you. I don't want no you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna lock you down.
Right.
But trust and believe.
Sounds familiar.
I got some shit over here. just in case. Or just
cause. And we got 100 of them.
No, know that. We
got 100 of them. We got 100 of them.
No, y'all got something, y'all.
Not quantity.
No. This is different.
Wait, but you're right. Y'all got quality, though. We got quality. Nope. Y'all got quality.
Wait,
though.
Is it locked down or hold me down? Because those are two different things. Uh-oh. Because I've seen people lock them down by getting them pregnant so nobody will ever want them. Okay? Now, if you're going to hold me down because you not to possess me because you love me is a different thing.
Talk.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. I just need to clarify.
No, okay. I love you. I love you. It's not this. I don't want like somebody lock you down. Niggas, a real man, you gonna lose some. There's some good ones out there. You just lost, bro. Okay. And a real man gonna deal with that.
Right.
But if I really love you, and I know you got something for a man wants to know. Nigga, if I don't have it, a real man, I'm gonna provide. I'm gonna do everything I can.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the day I don't have it, are you gonna look at me different? Are you gonna help me? Are you gonna say this? Not? Are you gonna say that? Are you gonna do this? Are you gonna put me down when I walk in the house?
Why not?
Every woman don't think like that.
Yeah,
it depends on. Yeah, a lot of times it depends on what she going through at the time, what's going through her head. Because,
but like, if y'all fuck each other like that,
men got to tell the truth too, bro. Yeah. They really got to be. They got to be honest with you. You got to be honest, bro.
If there's a straight I like this.
You can do that.
Like if we know we fuck around heavy, why would we not?
Yeah, and I'm aware that you pay my bills, my mortgage.
Yeah, exactly. So
and
of course,
like I'm aware of that partnership, and I'm gonna be aware that it's not always gonna be 50-50. It's gonna be 90-10. It's gonna be. That's what I signed up for. But the thing that happens is people let so much come before and so much time go by before these things are discussed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So then you get to the point where maybe you did lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm simultaneously going through depression, but we never discussed our expectations of one another. That's where all that shit goes down. And that's when things break apart. Because I for sure is not, I'm not going to be with no dead fish flop. I did win, by the way. And I can't with the dead fish. I can't with the flop because we didn't discuss those things.
Yeah.
And those dynamics exist in both heterosexual and homosexual relationships.
Communication.
The communication is key. That's all it is. Yeah. And also, I've been around. I worked in Beverly Hills. There's a lot of arrangements out there. But the thing about it, that you could tell the difference between people that are proud of their arrangements. 70-year-old man built his whole empire. Mm-hmm. Did have his 29-year-old baddie. Mm-hmm. They're having the time of their lives. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's accepted. Girl, you're gonna get us fired. Okay, that's accepted and that's understood, right? But then you have the people that are trying to hide the arrangements.
No, for real.
Like, ma'am, sir, Mr., miss, we all, it's super obvious.
Yeah.
Both of y'all are out of each other's league. Yeah. Out of your league financially, out of your league, you know, facial wise. But they're just like hiding it. Like, they don't want anybody to know. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying?
That part's
it's just like, you have an agreement. Like, they get mad. Okay, homegirl, what do you do for a living? Oh, I go to school. No, you don't. You just got them titties. No, you don't. Those were $20,000 titties and teeth.
Okay, now you about to get us fired.
Yes. But you know what I'm saying? I have no problem with that because the game is going to be the game regardless.
Yes. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. It's just like, if the arrangement is not your forte and you're just going to have a regular monogamous relationship, you can still have the discussion. What I appreciate about people that have those paid agreements is that they discussed it. That's the difference between us and them. Mm-hmm. You know, the monogamous people, they start sleeping together, did all the infatuation. We can break that down later in another podcast. And then they're like, hey, what happened? Why are you mad that I don't have money? Why are you mad I'm here mentally? Why are you mad that I'm depressed or postpartum depression? I'm not who I used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, why are you mad? We never discussed these
things.
We just started slamming. Now we have 8 kids and they're pissed and hungry and now we're all broke.
Man, that's real.
That's real. Man, I really feel like it's just like people say, why you gonna buy the cow if you can milk it for free? But this is how I see it, because I don't want nobody else milking my fucking cow.
Yeah, that's it.
That's my. I want to wake up in the morning.
In essence, that's really what it boils down to.
I don't want nobody else milking my cow.
But see, you were honest. Yeah. Jump. That's just what it is. So be like, answer the question.
I don't want nobody else milking my cow. That's my cow, bro.
That's fine. Some people have a farm.
But nigga, bro, men gotta be honest and truthful with women, bro. I got a lot. All right, I used to tell girls, like, yeah, I'm talking to somebody else. Like, sometimes. Like, I used to, see, when I was single, you know, when I was out,
that's
I'm
what
like,
you should
a long time
do,
ago.
Honestly, like, that's how you supposed to do it.
Sometimes.
Right,
yeah, I wear condoms. I ain't out here just throwing out. Bro. Real shit. But they always, you know what? They never, this is why I was single for like 10 years, bro. For a long time before I ever started over again. 7 years. Bro, every time I was honest with them, you know what they did? They worked harder to get me away from the girl they thought I was.
Every single time.
Why?
I'm like, yeah, I'm talking
about it. Hey, I've done that before, you guys,
okay? That's misplaced energy. That's at Jerry Springer. We were raised on Jerry Springer, and they always attack the other woman. They never attack the man.
Right.
You know, why? I was like, hit him.
I've been in that position where you work to try to outdo the next woman to get that nigga. And I would end up getting them, though. I did, but when I get them.
Honesty, they don't want to hear it all the time, but a lot of sometimes,
bro,
they'll respect what you tell. At least in the beginning, that's why we like know this, know that. Nope, don't think you about to change my mind on this.
Have you ever got caught up by two females and they both decide to still you because you kept it real?
Yeah, that's a fact.
I've seen that happen.
That's because of one simple thing. That women don't necessarily want the truth. They want a certain version of the truth.
Facts.
The version that makes the most sense to them.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? So when a man knows the math of his girl, once he got her, then he knows how to work that angle. And sometimes they work into the positive. Sometimes they work into the negative. Depends on the man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In which case, like, the females got to be careful what niggas that they choosing. You got the commercial out right now.
Yeah, I got two commercials.
Okay, talk to me.
Yeah, my first one actually was shot here at the compound. Both of them were shot here at the compound. It was just a quick idea. Was just to promote my single. I got a new single out. It's called Fast. Produced by the Eastie Boys. Featuring Body Bag Jones and Rose Parade. You know, I got that shit going on right now. That was just to stream that. But ever since that, I did drop that and then promote it as commercials, with my music in the background and stuff like that. It was just like, nigga, you should sell condoms. You should actually do this.
You built the hype.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was hype around that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I wanted the hype to go to my streams and actually was doing that shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? As of today, I actually got like 25,000 streams just because of the commercials that I got. And the song only been out for probably about a month now or so. Not a lot of promotion at all.
That's a good strategy.
Real shit. I just wanted to do something different. Yeah. But my second commercial, I shot with the homie right here. Yeah, shit was tight. Yeah. So it was just a strategy to bring the traffic to my new song, just that, and I got a whole different reaction from everybody you should actually sell condoms. This might be it. Your thing. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, So I got
name one black but imagine that.
I mean,
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
You are listening to California's finest on Power Radio Nation broadcast on iHeartRadio. You heard me?
Skinny Kenny. That's the answer.
Can you imagine that? Somewhere you can't get a condom and you could go on the app and say, hey, bro, I need some help right now. Somebody come deliver a rubber to you, bro.
Something real discreet.
I'm going to be keeping it real, though. Like, I think the reason why we might not have a lot of black condom company owners
is
enough of us don't use them.
Okay.
Exactly.
I was about to say, by the numbers,
I would think the majority of us don't really use them. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I advocate safe sex. But, I mean, maybe that's,
that came out real bad, plug,
but I didn't mean it. Like, you feel me? I'm just saying, I don't know. But Kenny can change the game.
Yes, you can.
With commercials like that, definitely serve.
Yeah, they're going to buy it just change the game. I got a skinny
That was hard, though. Exactly. That was a great
and
she idea.
Like, people don't even want to use them. They want to just get them.
That's a good promotional item.
It's a good promotional item for real. When you do your shows, you definitely got to have something to throw out to the crowd.
Exactly.
I want to get into...
I love this show.
I'm down for it.
I want to get... I listen. I want to get into the organics. Everything organic.
I thought you were about to say something else.
Orgasmic.
Right. Everything orgasmic. Nah. But, okay, so...
Man.
We eat a lot of GMO foods.
We do.
I was watching a TikTok... And this dude was talking about how the number, if you get bananas.
That was me.
Was that you?
I was that dude. You reposted my video. That was me.
It was a dude talking.
That was me. That was my voice.
No. Bruh. The dude in the video with the bananas talking about.
Where's the proof?
It was a dude with dreads. It wasn't you. No. Don't be like that. I'm not talking about you.
Okay.
Somebody else did it.
Hey, what Will Smith
said? Somebody else did it too.
Wait, what did Will Smith say?
I was on TikTok when I seen it.
Okay.
I was on TikTok when I seen it, not Instagram, but I did share your video. And that's why I brought it up, because you here.
I'd rather you identify me incorrectly than the police do it.
No, I didn't mean.
I've had that happen before. I was mistaken.
I did not know. It was somebody else, man.
Stall him out, Debo.
So go on my Instagram. There's a man with dreads. That's me. Talk about bananas.
Stall him out, Debo.
No, but how to identify GMOs? Thank you.
Okay, this too much.
Can we talk about organic food?
We gotta move on.
I just want to talk about organic food.
I just want my friend to talk to me
about organic food.
I want to know about the eggs.
Yeah, we want to know
about the eggs. Talk to us about the eggs.
You know, you got the plugs.
Everything you said, it's all cracking. No GMO in the building.
So what he was saying was, it's true. It's how we can identify the produce in the stores if it is marked, but also with farmers markets, it's not marked at all. So all food that we know of as far as produce, and even when it comes to eggs and even our meats, go through a wash, right? But on produce, on the stickers, if it has a 9 in front of the in the beginning of the number series, it's organic. If it has no X, it's conventional, meaning that it's in between. There's some pesticides, but not the worst. And then if it has an X in front of it at the beginning of the sticker, it's GMO. Okay. So that's what you're trying to say.
You know what? The other dude, he said something a little different. You went more in depth.
Okay.
The other dude I saw, he just said the lower the number is, the worse the rating of it is. Like, it was different. Wasn't
okay.
Yeah, that's, there we go.
Okay, I haven't heard that. I got to look into it. I was a cashier at a grocery store for 2 years. So we had to memorize all the numbers. They're called PLU numbers. So I know that there's serial numbers that identify a type of plant and a species of fruit and vegetable, right? So like bell peppers is 4065, I think. And then 4011 is the most common one for bananas. But it's interesting to say, but actually, if anybody wants to really, really make money, banana farming, bananas are the third most consumed fruit on the planet.
Wow.
So if you really, really want to get in on it, and we can grow bananas in California because we're in tropical weather, we're in zone 10, banana farming is huge. Banana farming is huge.
Is it true that most bananas that we eat are like GMO bananas? Like
they're not organic, yeah. And the bananas have evolved from having large seeds to no seeds and at the tip. And then also we don't eat the red bananas and we don't really eat plantains. It's more of a Caribbean, Central American thing. But we can consume those because they're actually better for us.
I just bought bananas today. So I'm going to go home and check them out.
They're better for you the browner they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the browner
they are. I've heard that before.
Yeah. They're better for you the browner they are. But yeah, what I do is I put people on game. Like I said, I talk about all my channels. I'm on YouTube, Spotify, what have you, every single major platform, even on Nextdoor. If you want to see what's up with your neighborhood and you get on Nextdoor, it's so crazy.
What's Nextdoor?
It's owned by Facebook. It's like a neighborhood watch app. And it's really Facebook for your neighborhood. It is wild. People always finding dogs, catalytic converters missing. It is wild on there. Vermont Corridor, Manchester, yeah. So I teach people how to do what I do because I don't gatekeep. That's the issue. And the commodification takes over accessibility because everybody wants to monetize and cash out at the top, right? I just want to make enough nickels and dimes to make it, right? I want my five walls, my roof, my shower, and I want to be left alone. Right. I don't need to be a millionaire. This watch is fake, y'all. So that's the thing. So what I do is I teach people how to do what I do with the space they have, because gardening.
Hey, I like you. You keep it real. Yeah. I ain't even gonna cap, yo.
I appreciate it.
You are too real as fuck. Did you go to college?
Absolutely not. I went to.
Like professors, like professors.
I don't just bring anybody on the program, bro. Like I do. I went out. Actually,
I can see you being a professor.
I thought about therapists or like into psychology or something.
I'm an educator for sure.
Yeah. Nigga, when the zombie apocalypse comes, nigga, you better find people like this.
We're not.
She gonna have the farms and shit. Everybody
bananas. I was about to say I'm in them bananas.
Because my MO is to have agriculture be as big as drug culture. Because that's the thing. Drug culture infiltrates every single aspect of our music, our clothes, what have you. Everything, what have you. Drug culture is in there. It infiltrates that. you can contribute to drug culture as a non-drug user. Right. That's how big it is. Drug is bigger than rap and country. Right. Absolutely. So the thing about it is, what I've seen, and I was in the same room as Rick Ross the other day, the real one. We were at the same vegan restaurant, and I was like, this is a sign. I didn't say anything to him, but I was like, this is a sign. He was shining. That man glows. You ever see him smile? Rick Ross?
Yeah, that's all he do is smile.
You ever seen him smile?
The real Rick Ross.
But it was a sign. Like I was doing the right thing.
Freeway Rick?
Yes. Yeah. The real Rick, right? Yeah. So the thing about it is I took that same mentality because so many black people, we are left with whatever crumbs we got, right? And that's, you know, poverty, the byproduct is usually crime, right? And I don't think all crime should be illegal, you know what I'm saying? Just putting it out there. When it comes to drug offenses and stuff, if you guys look back at how things were ran, especially in the 80s, I know BMF is really, really popular right now, how much business acumen these men had, where they're speaking code, but speaking English, right? Mm-hmm. And they're still moving weight that we never see. Right. You know a street is active, but you never see anything go up and down the block. Yeah. Right, now, imagine being able to do that with agriculture. All you have to do is have the know-how. Like, that's it. I provide the weight, you get the baking soda and the coffee maker. I've already said too much. So that's just what it is. So what I do is I have my own chickens. I work with just 200 square feet. I work with people on creating their own projects, and I want them to be attached to the process, not necessarily the product. Because everybody wants to go to the farmer's market and buy the freshest produce. It turns out a lot of them are not organic. They're just distributors. They don't actually grow. Ask them. Ask them and see how many of them get mad. No shade to fruits and vegetables being out there. I'm not 100% against GMO and conventional because I need people to eat, and I want people to eat well. Regardless, nonetheless, is I want people even more so to be able to access the education for as free as possible. There should not be a premium on taking care of the bare basics. And I also came with this weight. This is my seed collection. This is only a part of it. Good. So everybody can participate in gardening one way or another. Thank you. And the thing about it is everybody can have this in their house. So that's what I'm trying to put people on with, and also have it be fun, have it be exciting. I got a little bit of everything. And then I broke it down based on plant type. And look how gorgeous those seeds are. Look how well kept, and also seeds keep for up to 2 years. And then what I do is I love meeting people where they're at in their career. Mm-hmm. So I collaborate with a lot of small business owners. There's nothing wrong with staying small. Bigger is not always better. And I want people to know that gardening and organic is not a label, it's a practice.
Right.
Yeah. You get to participate. So if you came up to me and you're like, Taylor, I literally have like pockets full of seeds right now. If you came at me with this, we're best friends now because you're still contributing. We're creating systems. We have those roots and connections. So that's what the Plant Plug does. So I'm an educator, not an influencer. I just want to get that correct and clear. So, and I do have products that help add to it. I also have events monthly on Eventbrite. You can just look at Plant Plug. We have a seed swap coming up. We do it once a month at Project 43. They're now a Reliance Center, not a community center. Reliance, because they want people to be able to rely on them. And we do projects and workshops with them once a month. We teach people how
shout
to.
Shout out to said Project 43.
Yes, yeah. shout out to Miss Ann. Miss Ann, pillar of the community. Yeah, and then also, I teach people how to own chickens, have their own eggs available, because we all know the egg controversy. And then also, I get my juices made by straight up fast food. I grow the mint. He juices the juice. We make the money. And then I also collaborate with somebody on homemade hot sauce, which is good for your blood pressure.
That's pretty dope.
Interesting.
That's plug dope.
Sauce.
Plug, I like that. Plug sauce.
So look, so. Okay, so now I got a question for you, okay? And I want the honest answer. Like, should the zombie apocalypse hit, give me three crops that I could probably grow and survive off of, knowing that I don't have access to the usual shit, grocery store, or all that.
Right. Collards, beans, and eggs. I mean, collards, beans, and squash. My bad. Can't grow eggs. But collards, greens, and squash. Beans and squash. Beans because of the protein, and you can also eat the outer shell and the fiber, and you can grow them 8 months out of the year. Collards year-round, especially tree collards. Great and easy to propagate. And then squash, you can have them from seed to table in 45 to 60 days.
Nice.
Ooh. Free game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I'm
saying. How much of your time goes into that throughout a day?
As far as
like planning, getting up. What is a part of your day?
So change based on season. We are the only country that does not operate and also eat based on season change. So I'm currently in my hibernation phase. So I've just been deep in my content and digital bag. So my day usually consists of 8 hours of making digital content. Nice. Okay. So people can learn from me for free. Then when it comes to March to October, that's when I get my business busiest and I'm physically active. So I help churches, other groups put together through workshops, or actually my hand in the dirt as far as setting things up. I only did dedicate 4 hours a day, though, because it's in labor intensive. Mm-hmm. Somebody had to tell me, Taylor, you're doing too much. Okay. I didn't know. I was like, what do you mean you don't work on 6 gardens a day? Who, that's not normal? What do you mean? Like, I gotta get this money. Like, they're like, no, you, yeah. But then, you know, God will tell you to sit down, yeah. You know, put you down. Yeah. So then I'm really trying to use nature as a signal, even more so, because I'm dependent on nature. We all are, but we don't realize how much of that dependency we have because we became dependent, codependent on the supply chain. You saw what happened during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And is it bound to happen again? Yes. And we don't need another virus to hit for that to happen. Mm-hmm. Somebody can just, the powers that be, shut it down.
Yeah. Biting, dripping.
Yeah. We
are alive.
What's more important than getting our food and seeing it's organic is questioning it where it came from. Man. That's more important than anything. Yeah. Question me. I don't care. Shit. Ask me 80 questions. Mm-hmm. I'll answer them. I love repeating myself because that's how I learn.
I think the fourth thing to plant is some
condoms.
Is some weed.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely. Because,
if you can spin hemp into paper and fiber and rope, you'll be fine.
I ain't going to survive with no podcast.
I need weed. That's real shit.
So what was my three?
I need it.
We're gonna do beans, collards, and squash. Super easy.
What if you don't have a green thumb, though? How do you?
You do. You gotta get them out of your pockets. Wow. You do. Everybody has a green thumb. It's in our blood.
How are my tomatoes doing?
It's a baby. One is going crazy. The celebrity tomato. Tomatoes usually die out in the winter, but there's different types of tomatoes, and it's going crazy right now. So we're gonna do some more for sure. Like, I got some plans.
Checking
on his son. But see how he has that connection. He only came to the garden one time.
Where do you buy a chicken from?
So there's different farms. There's people that actually farm. You can go on Craigslist. There's a lot of farmers on Craigslist. And yes, there are.
And they're selling chickens.
Yeah, and Facebook Marketplace. And you get a chicken. I have a Rhode Island Reds. The different breeds give the different colors. So there's blue eggs, brown eggs. I get freckled eggs. So those are not my sons. But there's just a lot of different varieties that you can get. You can actually have a really enjoyable experience. But you at least want 3 because a lonely chicken can get really sad. And sadness causes stress, and stress kills them. Mm.
Okay.
Quick education.
That's why I want her on here because like, you know, this is stuff people be headed for a recession, y'all.
You don't even know how to feed
yourself like on real. So
ain't gonna be like, no jack in the box.
You know, it's not no jack in the box.
Like, it's gonna be like, you know what I mean? Eventually, people are going to be sending their kids to school, whole schools dedicated to just that.
I hope.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen because, man, I could talk for days on technology and all that, but maybe next time. I want to go around the table right now, and I just let the people know again how they can get in contact with you and what you might have going on right now.
I appreciate it. And don't forget, y'all, you can get all these seeds with EBT. Holler at me. So food stamps, yes you can.
Dope.
Yes you can. So you can find me, plantpluglosangeles.com is the website. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram on PlantplugLA and also on YouTube where I'm putting in more educational videos, Plant Plug Los Angeles as well. And I also have my own podcast with Innovative Culture on Spotify, Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music.
Nice. I'm talking about Kenny, man.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all can find me everywhere pretty much at Skinny Kenny. Just Google that on streaming platforms, all streaming platforms. Instagram at one Skinny Kenny, and that's 2 I's and Skinny. You already know. I'm pretty much everywhere. Y'all gonna see me everywhere. I'm on the 33rd podcast as well, the Innovative Culture. I'm doing everything. You'll see me around the world. All the stuff is going on. I'm gonna be involved in it, have my hand in it and everything, man. It's gonna be lit this year.
Y'all can find me on every platform at THEELA Hottie. Just make sure y'all stream my music, LA Hottie, and just y'all, I'm sorry, I'm faded right now. I am faded, I ain't gonna lie.
My bad.
But yeah, make sure y'all stream my music and everything. I do music, y'all, you know, I pretty much do it all too, y'all. So make sure y'all just tap into our YouTube also, Cali Finest Radio.
And you want to give me your email? Like, if y'all got any topics or y'all want to talk about?
Yeah, my email is the same. THEELA Hottie. Like, literally everything. Email, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, everything. So, y'all just tap in.
Same as always.
You faded That's what I'm saying.
That's your boy, Respect the Shooter. Respect the Shooter. My Instagram is Ford Boys Films. That's Ford like the car. Boys with an S, Films with an S. If you really want to find me, fellas, you can find me at hashtag Your Girlfriend Knows My Real Name. And my email is Ask Your Mama. At yahoo.com.
He got some new.
It never gets old. I love it. It never gets old.
All right, yeah, man. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy with all the heat. That turns shit to sugar and makes sugar taste twice as sweet. That's right. The promo king himself. Product. Five stacks and counting. Make sure that y'all follow everything. All the platforms. Same name, man. The TikTok, the Facebook, the Instagram, YouTube. All that. Cali's Finest Radio. C-A-L-I-S. Finest Radio. All one word. And never forget.
Never.
That you are tapped with the greatest.
The greatest.
The best.
The best.
The finest radio that you will ever radio. Come in contact with. It's up, it's stuck, and they never coming down. We see y'all next time.
Yay. Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your cush blunts and your lace fronts. Yeah. This is your number one choice for entertainment. Come on. It's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself. Product, five stacks and count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go.